Retargeting campaigns are one of the fastest strategies to start monetizing your content that's going out on social media. And I think it gets overlooked by so many businesses, and they spend a lot of resources, time, and energy marketing to cold audiences that aren't familiar with their brand when their hottest and warmest prospects that are much further along the buying decision-making timeline are in these retargeting audiences. So I'm going to talk you through how we set up retargeting campaigns inside our agency and what the difference is between a retargeting campaign and a campaign we run to a cold audience. And I'll start there. So if we're advertising to a cold audience, we'll be putting out the 30 days in 90 minutes content creation system as either a downloadable offer for free or through the event model where people come and learn the system in the event format. So that's what goes out to an audience that isn't familiar with what we do, hasn't got a pre-existing relationship. With our retargeting audience, it's comprised of four different areas, and we create these using what's called a custom audience in Meta. So Facebook and Instagram, which is the primary platform that we produce content for the agency. And the first component of this audience are followers. Now, we have people that follow the agency on both Facebook and Instagram, but also myself, Aaron Whitnish, as a personal brand. And the reason for that is very simple. I'm front facing on the agency content, and a lot of my personal brand content ties back to what we do at Content Only. So we're able to expand that retargeting audience and get the best of both worlds by utilizing this. This might not be applicable to you if you have a personal brand and a business that aren't related, but what this has done is it's increased the scope of hot and warm prospects we're able to retarget to. The second component of this custom audience is our database. So these are people that have requested the 30 days in 90 minutes content creation system, but they've given us their name and their email to get access to it. So we're able to upload that to Meta and put this retargeting offer in front of them. The next component is website visitors. So people that have made their way to the contentonly.au website where they can get the download of the 30 days in 90 minutes content creation system, as well as anyone that's been to the page where they access that system. And that's just set up through Meta using pixels. And then the next component is the actual content itself. So anyone that's engaged with my personal profile that's set up as a business page on Facebook, and anyone that's done that on Instagram, and same with the Content Only Facebook and Instagram accounts, and then anyone that is engaged or interacted with any content across those accounts. The psychology behind that, by targeting people that either follow, have engaged with the content or profile, visited the website or in our database, there's a pre-existing relationship there. Where they're at in terms of their desire and trust compared to someone that has no idea who we are is very different. So the offer that we promote to someone in our retargeting audience is essentially the next step in our process. So once someone downloads the 30 days in 90 minutes content creation system for free, the next offer is to jump on Google Meet and then to customize that process for their business. And then at which point on that Google Meet, we'll give them an invitation. You can go take it, set it up internally, do it yourself, or we can do it for you and you can leverage our resources. Very simple. So what we're doing with the retargeting offer is that second step in our sales process. So we're bypassing the first step. Whereas when we're going to a cold audience that doesn't know us, we're marketing the first step, which is downloading that 30 days in 90 minutes content creation system. So if you look at your business and go, okay, what are the steps that someone takes to become a client? And you may have a lead magnet, you may have a consultation step after that, consider which would be that offer that would be appealing or strong enough to circulate to people that already know you and already have that familiarity. So with this retargeting campaign, it's a single digit budget a day compared to we might spend $100 or more a day to a cold audience when we're filling an event for the 30 days in 90 minutes content creation system until we sell that out. And there are businesses that spend thousands of dollars a day on their cold audience marketing. So when we get someone that takes up a Google Meet from our retargeting, they're already very familiar with what we do, the 30 days in 90 minutes. There's pre-existing trust, and there's also a level of desire to want to do it because they're booking in to get it personalized. So when we jump on these sessions, we know that we've got a very high chance of that being someone that could be a client than when we get someone who opts in and gives us their email to get access to the 30 days in 90 minutes content creation system. So we have this retargeting campaign that converts very highly into a process that's much more efficient than our cold audience offers. So if you don't know how to set up a retargeting campaign, I believe I have a Facebook video a YouTube video, I should say. And I'm going to put the link in the show notes below, and it will walk you through how to set this up. You can do it on most social media platforms. So if you've got a primary platform that your content goes on, chances are you can do retargeting. You can definitely do it on YouTube, and that'll show you how quick and easily you can set up this audience. And even if you have a small number of followers, a small database, you've done a small amount of content, you can combine that all into a singular audience, and you can go back to anyone that's viewed your content in the last 12 months and just have an offer that's going to appeal to them. And doing it on a single figure daily budget, might be just a couple of dollars a day, and circulate that 24/7. And even if that just generated a handful of really qualified opportunities for your business, if you weren't doing it, then you're probably missing that low-hanging fruit that you can get from retargeting people that have been interacting with your content online. So for me, every business that's doing content should have a version of a retargeting campaign going to that audience. It also increases the touch points and them seeing you in the feeds as that goes into circulation. And as long as the offer is strong, adds value and solves a problem, then again, it's helping the audience see what you do. And that never hurts as well from a business perspective, as being a solution to their biggest problems. So my invitation for you is to look at how you can set up retargeting if you're doing content. If not, then start doing content. Go to contentonly.au, download the 30 days in 90 minutes content creation system for free. Start running that system so you can get consistent content out every month. Start building a warm and hot retargeting audience so you can start monetizing what you're doing with your content marketing strategy. And very quickly, you'll see as you put more and more content out, you get more followers, more engagement, interaction, this audience expands, you start to generate this compounding growth in these retargeting leads that come through that are really qualified and much more likely to buy than someone that's not in that audience. So go through the tutorial. Hopefully there's a link below so you can watch that. Learn how to set up a retargeting campaign, because it's one of the fastest and easy, low cost, high converting ways to monetize what you're doing with your content marketing strategy online. And so many businesses underutilizing that. If you've just discovered the show, make sure you subscribe and follow so you can catch all the future episodes on demand.